Chapter 3. Voter Registration and State IDs. Voter Registration. You must be registered to vote to participate in local, state, and federal elections. To register to vote, you must be a resident of Michigan in the city or township where you are applying to register to vote for at least 30 days before Election Day. A U.S. citizen. At least 18 years old on or before Election Day. Not serving a sentence in jail or prison. If you are applying for, renewing, or updating information in your driver's license or state ID card, you will be automatically registered to vote unless you are ineligible or you decline registration. Registering to vote. You may register to vote at your city or township clerk's office, county clerk's office, secretary of state office, a designated voter registration agency, or by mail. If the address in your voter registration application doesn't match the residential address on file with the Secretary of State, your driver's license or state ID card will be updated to match your voter registration. 14-day voter registration. If an election is being held within the next 14 days and you wish to vote in that election, you must register to vote at your city or township clerk's office, and you must provide proof of residency, such as your driver's license, state ID card or other accepted document with your name and current address on it. Registering to vote by mail. Michigan's mail-in voter registration form may be printed from the Secretary of State website. When renewing your driver's license or state ID card by mail, a mail-in voter registration application will be included with your renewal notice if you aren't registered to vote. If you are already registered to vote and your address has not changed, you do not need to mail in the voter registration form supplied with your driver's license or state ID renewal notice. Registered voters. If you move within your city or township, you must change the address and your voter registration. Submit your change of address online at expresssos.com. You may also change your address by mail or at a Secretary of State office. Your city, township, or county clerk also can process a change of address. There is no fee. If you move to another city or township, you must register to vote in that jurisdiction to remain eligible to vote. If you move out of state, please inform your city, township, or county clerk in writing that you are moving and to cancel your voter registration. State identification cards. Under Michigan law, a state identification card is as valid as a driver's license for identification purposes. A state ID card can be issued to any eligible resident, regardless of age. You may not have both a state ID card and a Michigan driver's license unless your license has been restricted, suspended, or revoked. You will need to provide proof of your citizenship or legal presence, identity, residency, and social security number, or present a letter of ineligibility from the Social Security Administration. Letters more than 30 days old will not be accepted. More information about the documents required for obtaining a state ID card is available in Chapter 1 and on the Secretary of State website at michigan.gov/sos. Your state ID card expires 4 years from your last birthday and may be renewed by mail. Applicants presenting temporary legal presence documents may be issued a state ID card that expires in less than 4 years. Free ID cards are provided to those who are legally blind, drivers 65 or older who voluntarily relinquish their driver's license, and drivers whose driving privilege is suspended, revoked, or denied due to a physical or mental disability. State ID cards and Real ID. Beginning October 1, 2020, Michigan residents boarding a plane for domestic travel in the United States or entering certain federal facilities, military bases, and nuclear power plants must present a Real ID compliant document. Some examples include driver's licenses and IDs issued by states that have met the federal Real ID standards, valid U.S. passports, and passport cards. The Transportation Security Administration has a list of acceptable documents on its website at tsa.gov. Michigan issues state ID cards that are Real ID compliant. These cards have a star in a gold circle printed in the upper right-hand corner. Enhanced state ID cards that don't have a star on them are Real ID compliant and will be printed with a star when renewed or replaced. Applying for a Real ID compliant ID card is optional. Not everyone will need one. For example, minors, children under age 18, do not need a Real ID compliant document when flying with a companion in the United States. You also may decide not to apply for a real ID compliant ID card if you do not fly and do not plan to enter certain federal facilities, military bases, and nuclear power plants. Have an acceptable alternative to a state-issued real ID compliant ID card, such as a valid U.S. passport. If the convenience of having a real ID compliant state ID card is appealing, you may apply for one at any time. If you choose not to get a real ID compliant card, your standard state ID will have not for federal identification printed on it, but it remains valid as identification for cashing checks, purchasing age-restricted items, and entering casinos.